From Washington, this is VOA News. In Nigeria, in Ekano Mosque, bombings take the lives of more than 80. The UN calls on the U.S. to investigate police abuse. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Officials now say at least 81 people have died in a series of explosions followed by gunfire outside the central mosque in Kano, Nigeria, just after Friday prayers began. Chris Stein has a report from Abuja.
Bombs exploded as people gathered for prayers at the central mosque in Kano in northern Nigeria. As the dust cleared, gunmen opened fire on the stunned worshippers. The Kano Central Mosque is near the palace of the powerful Emir of Kano, who recently called for Nigerians to take up arms against Boko Haram. The Islamist militant group has been waging a bloody campaign across northern Nigeria for the past 5 years. Angry survivors of Friday's attack in Kano obstructed police officers as they arrived at the scene. Police spokesman Mustafa Abubakar says the situation has since calmed down. Chris Stein for VOA News, Abuja.
In a report released Friday, the United Nations Committee Against Torture said it's concerned about numerous reports of police brutality and excessive use of force, in particular against minority racial and ethnic groups. One of the panel's 10 independent experts, Jean Mauvig, says U.S. officials have not provided data on such complaints.
We have reports of widespread excessive use of force by the police, and this gives rise to concern, of course, and also that some of some vulnerable groups, including ethnic groups, blacks, have been particularly targeted by this force.
More on this story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protesters angry that a white police officer was not charged for killing an unarmed black teenager in the U.S. state of Missouri called for a boycott of Black Friday, the traditional kickoff to the holiday shopping season. As many as 200 people demonstrated Friday near Chicago's famed Water Tower, urging shoppers not to spend money as a show of solidarity with people in the St. Louis, Missouri suburb of Ferguson. Despite the protests, day after Thanksgiving sales continued as usual, drawing millions of shoppers in stores and online. Pope Francis has appealed for interfaith dialogue to confront the dangers of extremism. The pontiff made the appeal during a meeting or following a meeting with the Turkish president on the first day of a three-day visit to Turkey. Dorian Jones reports for VOA from Istanbul.
With a military band playing, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan hosted Pope Francis at his new $700 million palace on the outskirts of the Turkish capital, Ankara. During a joint news conference, Pope Francis said the Middle East has for too long been a theater of fratricidal wars. He stressed the importance of dialogue in working towards building a peace based on fundamental rights. The Pope emphasized the importance of Turkey's past to both the Muslim and Christian faiths. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The World Bank says the spread of HIV/AIDS in South Asia is severe in magnitude and scope. The epidemic has been amplified by widespread poverty, illiteracy, the low social status of women, sex trafficking, migrant workers, and stigma surrounding sex. High-risk behaviors such as injecting drug use and unprotected commercial sex are driving the epidemic. In India, the virus is spread mainly through sex workers, men having sex with men and other sexual partners, and migrant workers. In contrast, Bangladesh and Pakistan are facing growing epidemics among injecting drug users, but less so among sex workers. Fighting in Cairo between Islamist protesters and police on Friday resulted in the deaths of two people. Egyptian security sources say the violence broke out in East Cairo following calls for action by Islamists who want to overthrow Egypt's military-backed government. At least 100 people were arrested. The Salafi Front, which campaigns for the imposition of Islamic law throughout Egypt, called for a Muslim youth uprising with nationwide demonstrations. The Muslim Brotherhood endorsed the call for protests. In stocks in the U.S. on Friday, the Dow Jones finished up barely 1%. S&P 500 was down 5 points, and the NASDAQ up 4 points. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.